have a hold on way too many people, way too many wonderful people that have so many gifts to share with the world. And yet they are taken over by the emotions that run them. Anxiety and depression come from root causes. These root causes may be unknown to you, or they may be known to you if you're working on it. Anxiety can be coming from a need to want to help, but you feel powerless. A lack of trust and or flow in your life. It could come from learned behavior from when you were a child, a teen, or even an adult. Anxiety can come from not being okay as you are. It can come from too much responsibility for things that you are not or should not be responsible for. Anxiety can come from the want or the need to be perfect or to be good enough. It could come from conflicting beliefs. It could come from, what do people want from me? And the thoughts that run through your mind because you just can't figure it out. It could come from a need to be that person that helps and does everything for everyone. It could come from being punished just for being yourself. It could come from unexpressed feelings. And when it comes to sleep, it doesn't let you switch off. And you're trying to maintain this facade of I'm okay, or some sort of entitlement. When it comes to depression, it could come from not following your heart, or thinking critically, constantly. It could come from feeling different, not feeling like you're part of the crowd or you're wanted. It could come from unacknowledged hurt or pain, anything that you've pushed down throughout the years of your life. And it can also come from learned behavior. Anxiety and depression is not fun. If you know someone or you're dealing with it yourself, you know that this is a lot of work and it's a lot of emotion that just runs through your body uncontrollably and you just don't know what to do. And if you're someone who's dealing with that, I hope that you're working with a group, you're working with the 12 steps, you're working with a qualified therapist, or you're working with someone like myself who works in this field of mental health. I am a hypnotist and I'm trained in hypnotherapy. I'm going to give you today a self-hypnosis that you can do all on your own to deal with this issue of anxiety and depression. It also falls under this field of being over-controlling. These three are linked. I can't even imagine being in this spot, but I've worked with people who have let their lives run crazy just because they can't find the root. Clients of mine, people I know, it's a horrible feeling I can only imagine. So now when you're in hypnosis, there's a difference between hypnosis and meditation, although very similar. Meditation is a deep, relaxed state of relaxation, a relaxed state, basically. When you're in hypnosis, you're more working with someone, a professional, you're more suggestible, you're more focused, and you're more disassociated from reality. So what we're going to do today is I'm going to bring you into a self-hypnosis that you can do at home. And this is minus the professional, obviously, since you're at home. But it's all about your eye movements. And there's something called REM, rapid eye movement. This is the one thing that's not done in a meditation, although you can turn any meditation into a self-hypnosis. And you could be listening to a meditation and you can use that. You could listen to this recording, which I highly suggest that you listen to for at least 21 days to help rewire your mind and to create some new beliefs. You can even go as far as creating your own script, recording that into your phone and listening to that for 21 days. But I'm trying to take away the work for you, as a lot of people don't necessarily like to do that. I do very much. So I'm going to do the work for you. All you need to do is listen to me for 21 days. That's how long it takes to rewire your brain and create new neural pathways within your mind. So let's get right into this. What you need to do first, use the bathroom. Make sure that your bladder is emptied. While you're in this hypnotic state, you are able to do things if you wanted to. You can wipe your nose, so grab a tissue, grab a cup of water, find a comfortable spot, and just sit down. Earbuds as well, of course. You're listening to this audio, so you're going to need those earbuds. Hopefully you have a quiet space. You can do this at night, or you can do this in the morning. I suggest doing this at night because it will help you go into a deep sleep and relax for the entire night. So go do what you need to do, pause this if you need to, and then you'll come right back and we'll get into it. Okay, so hopefully you did everything that you needed to do. We are going to go right into this hypnosis. So in a moment, I'm just going to ask you to close your eyes. And as soon as you close your eyes, in that moment, you're going to be going into a deep trance. You're going to find yourself in this deep trance. Not yet, though, because your unconscious mind is preparing everything on the inside of you for a deep and pleasant trance in a moment's time. So what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes and you're going to go into a trance. You're going to look up as high as you possibly can, as if you're looking into your own eyebrows. You're going to take a nice deep breath in. Breathe in for 6 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the top and blow out your mouth. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're going to keep this breathing going. And you're going to keep those eyes looking up as high as you possibly can, as if you're looking into your own eyebrows. You're going to start to feel a flutter of your eyebrows, of your eyelids. That is you going into a hypnotic state. We're turning off your conscious mind, and your subconscious mind is going to come right into play here. And as you feel that flooding of your eyelids, your eyelids are going to slowly close down while keeping your eyeballs up inside of your head. Keep that breathing going. As if you're looking down a flight of stairs, keeping that breathing going. And if you feel any tension within your body, I just want you to breathe through it. Deep breath in through your nose. Slowly breathe out your mouth. Feeling that uncomfortable stress just melting away into the seat beneath you. To picture a flight of stairs, a beautiful flight of stairs going down. You're going to go into a deeper state of hypnosis. So I want you to forget all about your eyes. They're heavy, droopy, drowsy. And even if you try to open up your eyelids right now, it's just too much work. So you just let them go. And you're taking a step. Step 10, you can see your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet, treading each step. You're taking step 9, as you place your foot onto that step, you can feel all the sensations around you, the air in your skin, the smell in the air. You're going on to step 8, as your foot hits that step, you're feeling completely and totally relaxed. And what would it be like if you began to relax even deeper? You're going on to step 7, going into an even deeper trance, total relaxation. You're feeling incredibly focused, and you're stepping on to step 6 right now. You're feeling amazing. This is one of the most amazing feelings you've ever experienced. step three, what would it be like if your mind could go into a trance state quite naturally and give you any experience you wanted or needed? And you're doing that right now, stepping on to step three and two. Now, what would it be like if you could relax deeply into hypnosis, and if you can experience a deeper and deeper, more pleasant state of hypnosis? You're taking step one and you reach the bottom. What would it be like? And you can experience this as if you were floating on a cloud. Of course, you can make sense of these words right now, and in fact, you can experience these words. You're in it. You're in this. You're at the bottom of that staircase. You're feeling as if you're floating on this cloud, as if there are little bubbles of relaxation popping into your mind and soothing your thoughts and turning off your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind is fully aware of everything that's going on. Can you experience your thoughts changing as if you were being a baby rocked to sleep in your mother's arms? Now, just simply allow yourself to relax now, because when you allow your body to relax, you can find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of internalized attention. Now, every time you allow your attention to focus on your breathing, you will allow that relaxation and to go right on getting deeper and deeper as you thoroughly enjoy this experience. And soon you will feel yourself in deep trance because you came here and you turned this podcast on to experience a deep hypnosis to help you with anxiety and depression. So you will enjoy a deeply comfortable hypnotic state really soon. Now, you don't have to go into hypnosis too soon because you have yet to allow your eyes to completely relax. So let them relax. Just forget about them. The nerves around your eyes are completely relaxed. Soon you'll discover the great pleasure of being in trance. One of the things that is most important to be calm is to be around nature. And every single day when you listen to this recording, either you lie down or you sit and you just let go. And you let yourself go and you imagine that there's warm on your skin. The warmth of your sun is on your skin. You can imagine a breeze, feeling it hit your skin. So I want you to imagine right now that you're moving into a garden. You're moving into a beautiful, perfect garden of your own creation. Picture the flowers and plants that surround you. You're walking into this garden, going into an even deeper trance. You're taking step one and two and going deeper into an awareness of yourself. And as you take step three and four, you can feel the ground, the very earth underneath your feet. You're taking step five and six, going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You're taking step seven and eight and nine and ten, and you're standing in a beautiful garden, a perfect garden of your own creation. Feel the grass beneath your feet. You can see all the wonderful colors of the flowers, the plants, the trees that are in bloom. You can see and hear a stream gurgling by. You can hear birds singing in the trees, and you are enjoying this feeling of being surrounded by nature, feeling a part of nature. And of course you are part of nature. You are part of nature because you are human. You are meant to be around nature. Humans don't adapt too well to a modern world every day. Every time you play this recording, you take yourself into that garden. You hear the bird's song. You feel the grass and the earth under your bare feet. You feel the warmth. colors, you see the flowers, you see and hear the stream gurgling by, and this totally relaxes you. Just simply allow yourself to relax now, because when you allow your body to relax, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of internalized attention. And every time you allow your attention to focus on your breathing, you will allow that relaxation, getting deeper and deeper as you thoroughly enjoy this experience. Not only does it relax you, it actually makes you feel happy. Thinking about the sun on your skin, hearing a stream gurgling by, reminds you of being in the womb where it was always warm. There was water there, and you were happy. When you're in the womb, there are no demands on you. All your needs are met, and you're happy. Every time you imagine yourself in a warm place with the sun on your skin, hearing the water gurgling by, it reminds you of when you were in the womb, and when you were happy and safe and secure, when everything was right with the world, and all of your needs were met. Every day you lie down, you listen to this recording, and within minutes you're hearing the water. You might decide to hear waves lapping at your feet, to feel yourself walking along the beach with the sand beneath your toes, to feel the sun on your shoulders, and you feel happy because in your mind you're going back to nature, and being around nature is absolutely revitalizing. Makes us happy. Can you imagine being on this beach? Imagine yourself just drifting on a calm and beautiful river. Picture your muscles becoming loose and limp. See yourself feeling completely relaxed. Then imagine enjoying the most exquisite trance experience. You can go into nature in your mind at any time. At any time, you can take yourself back to nature, which makes you feel better. But you are also able to have part of nature in your house. You're able to have a recording of a bird song that you listen to, or some binaural beats, or some relaxing soundscapes. I want you to imagine that. Having some relaxing music that you can play in the background on your computer or anywhere at all. Or maybe listening to the sound of dolphins or rain, thunder. You can have some sounds of the ocean, or maybe even buy yourself a little water feature so that you can hear water tinkling. As you take the time to lie in the bath and let that warm water soothe you, and you feel so good. In the womb, there's no light. There's no dark, there's nothing to see. The temperature never changes. Our senses really aren't used, but sound is important. And the sound of water, the sound of warm water splashing around reminds you of being in the womb. And again, that is deeply relaxing. Come back to your breath. To have some water. Maybe you can have pictures of water on your screensaver, sounds of water on your computer, or a water feature, or simply soaking in a warm bath. You take off your shoes as much as possible when you're home, and you walk around barefoot. Walking barefoot feels so good. Even in the winter, you take some time to walk barefoot. You can keep a bowl of sand to run through your fingers. These things might sound silly, but you're a human being designed to respond to the way things sound, the way things feel, and that's why a foot massage can be so good, or sometimes just putting your feet in a bowl of warm water is the most wonderful thing. Go back to your breath. You have a plant nearby, something like an orchid, which is so hardy. Just watching the flowers open and bloom gives you a boost, because again, you are a part of nature. We are designed to respond to plants, their colors, their smell, because they were once our main source of food. You are part of nature, and as you put yourself back into nature, you feel better. When we remove ourselves from nature, we suffer. And when we put ourselves back into nature, we feel good. I want you to imagine yourself soaking your feet in water, listening to the bird song, or listening to any sort of soundscape, having a picture of the sea or the lake on your computer, having some flowers to look at, and also smelling something wonderful. Deep breath in and release. Smelling coconut will take you right back to being on the beach. Smelling vanilla, rubbing some lovely scented oils on you, onto a fireplace or radiator, because the smell will absolutely take you back. If you smell lavender or coconut, it will take you back to the beach and to this wonderful feeling of well-being. You might want to, before you play this recording every day, rub a little oil onto your palms and take a nice deep breath in and smell that amazing smell. Come back to your breath. You're doing a great job, a perfect job, wonderful job of putting nature back into your life. As you put nature back into your life, you are finding nature a natural calmness, a natural feeling of well-being that you came into the world with and that you are recreating every single day. You get outside every day to get some daylight, especially in the winter. Daylight makes serotonin, and serotonin makes you feel pleasure. It makes you happy. You're able to make serotonin, to keep serotonin in your body for longer by being outside in daylight, by exercising, walking, by eating certain foods that push up your serotonin levels, and those foods are bananas, eggs, chicken, turkey, pears, celery, dates, and very dark chocolate. Take a deep breath in. You're able to eat bananas every day, to have eggs and something like pears or celery on a regular basis. You're able to eat chicken and feel so much better. Every day your serotonin levels are going up, and every day you find pleasure in the most simple things. A walk, a flower, a smell, a sound, playing with your dogs or your children, talking to your partner. You feel so much better. Every day you get out into daylight and you walk, and as you walk, you're making more serotonin. As you absorb the daylight, you're making more serotonin and you feel better. You're also understanding that you need what is called essential oils. They are essential, literally essential for your well-being. You cannot make essential oils. You must get them through food or supplements. Take a deep breath in. So every day you're able to eat just a little bit of oily fish like mackerel or salmon, or sardines, or half an avocado, or some olives or olive oil, and some complimentary natural unsalted nuts or butter or seeds, and you feel better. These essential oils are doing wonders for your mind. Your well-being is better. Just having a handful of almonds or olives every day, half an avocado, putting some olive oil into your food makes you feel better, and you feel better. You feel better all the time. You're eating the right foods, doing the right things, and of course you're thinking the right thoughts. You eat real, proper food that makes you feel better. Good food is medicine. Good food is effective medicine for you. As you eat the right foods, you feel better, you function better, you think better, you feel better all the time. Come back to your breath, deep breath in. So just let yourself go even deeper still. Every day you're able to listen to this recording and to say out loud, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself, I am enough. You can do that now. Repeat those words out loud or in your head. I like myself, I like myself, I am enough, I am good enough, I accept myself as lovable. And of course, as you say these words over and over and over again, true, especially now in your subconscious mind, where we're rewiring into your mind, Your mind expects them because you say them repeatedly. You have a little ritual just before you fall asleep at night and just after you wake up in the morning. When you're in the shower or the bath, that is a good time when you say, I am enough, I am good enough, I like myself. Come back to your breath, deep breath in. The more you like yourself, the more other people like you. People like you because you like them, but also like you because you like yourself. You find some things to like about yourself. You're able to compliment other people, but you also compliment yourself. You accept compliments. You compliment yourself daily. You accept yourself and you feel happy. You like yourself, and liking yourself is changing your entire world, because as you begin to tell yourself every day that you like yourself, you begin to notice so many reasons for liking yourself. You like yourself. You see all the good things about you, and as you begin to see all the good things about you, everyone else sees them too. You become magnetic. You don't need to be perfect. There is no such thing. You are simply able to be yourself. You're able to be yourself, to like yourself, to like other people, to know that other people like you. Take a deep breath in. Able to find out what you love to do. So much sadness has to do with not following your heart's desire. You are on the planet and you have something valuable to offer, and I want you to think about what you loved doing when you were little, because you are meant to do little things. And you are connected to what you love doing as a child. We can only really feel happy when we do something we love. Think about what it is that you loved. It can be anything. It can be obscure. It can even seem crazy. But I want you to do what you love. If you always wanted to be a singer or an actor, you can join a singing society. If you always wanted to be a vet or a doctor, you can work in an animal shelter. You can help people. Think about what you love to do and give yourself some goals. Take a deep breath in. Feel better all the time. You're praising yourself every day, and you're praising other people too. As you praise yourself, it is massively boosting to your own self-esteem. You feel happier. You praise yourself just for listening to this recording, allowing yourself to be calm, because you are, of course, a human being. And it means sometimes you have to just be. You just feel good about yourself all the time, and you feel better every day. You eat serotonin-bursting foods. You eat the right foods that boost your serotonin level. You get daylight. You move around. You feel so much better. Deep breath in. Touch is so important too. So maybe stroking a pet, hugging people, having a massage. There are so many things to make you feel better. You do nice things for yourself. You give compliments and you praise yourself every single day. Many, many, many times a day you tell yourself that you are lovable, that you are enough. Knowing that you are enough is the key to being calm and happy, and you are enough. You came onto the planet as the most gorgeous, lovable, perfect little baby, and you are lovable exactly the way you were. You are just as lovable now. You are the most perfect, gorgeous, lovable baby, and you are just as lovable now. As a baby, you were happy before you could walk or talk or even get your limbs to work in coordination, and you were happy then. You are enough. Deep breath in. You begin to tell yourself daily that you are enough. You don't need to buy things to be enough. There is nothing that you could buy that would make you feel enough. Everything that we buy is just to make us feel enough anyway. And now that you can get the feeling of being enough without having to buy things apart from essential things, you feel so good. You are enough. You praise yourself. Being negative and critical can make anybody depressed. Your negativity and your thinking can bring on the depression. And positive thinking and self-praise and knowing that you're enough can cure it. Every day, you know that you are enough, and every day you'll feel calmer, you'll feel happier, you'll feel better. Deep breath in. day, you praise yourself, you think good thoughts, you put some nature back into your world, and you know that you belong to life. You belong to life, and life belongs to you. The same world that created you is supporting you every day and remembering that you are enough, that you matter. You like yourself. You like yourself more and more, and you do things that make yourself feel better. You exercise, you move around, you play music. Get out in the daylight and you walk. You eat the right foods, you listen to music that makes you happy. You feel better. You're able to do things that you love. You're able to think about your inner yearnings, your heart's desire. And you're able to find a way to do what you love. Take a deep breath in. So just let yourself go deeper for just a few more minutes. And as you go deeper, you feel calm. Feel well. You feel better all the time, and you understand that you belong to life and life belongs to you. You belong, and every day you remind yourself that you belong. You belong, you matter, and you are absolutely significant. You play this recording over and over, and it has the most wonderful, healing, uplifting, calming effect on you. And you notice that you feel happier and lighter. Every day you think these thoughts, you hear these words, and you understand that your mind does what it thinks you want it to do now. Now your mind knows that you want to feel happy. You want to have some part of nature around you. You absolutely want and insist on praising yourself on a regular basis. Deep breath in. Every day your mind motivates you, compels you, conditions you to praise yourself, and your motivation, your commitment, your ability to praise yourself every day is having a powerful effect on you. Those old negative thoughts start fading, shrinking, going, gone every day. You have a powerful, unshakable, unwavering need to praise yourself, to like yourself, to remind yourself that you are enough. You always are enough, and you always have been. You certainly always will be enough. Your inner mind, the most powerful part of you, is locking on to these words and accepting them. And every day, you are so aware that you have a strong, compelling, motivating, driving ability to recognize that you are lovable, you are enough, and that you truly like yourself. Better, you breathe deeply, and as you breathe deeply, you're increasing the amount of oxygen flowing through your body. You eliminate negative thoughts, and now everything is in the right place at the right time, doing the right job. You now know that you are lovable. You remind yourself of this truth every single day. You feel calm, you feel happy, you feel at peace. Just let yourself go deeper. Listen to this recording in bed at night. Before sleeping, you simply drift into the most wonderful, healing sleep that will carry you right through the morning. You dream the most healing, wonderful dreams, and you feel wonderful. If you ever listen to this recording during the day, and right now you can slowly, calmly, easily return to your full awareness, feeling wonderful. On the count of one and two, feeling calm, feeling at ease, feeling refreshed, feeling good. On the count of three and four, feeling wide awake, fully aware. On the count of five, just open up your eyes and take a deep breath. And well done for listening.